Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another show of the St. Germain Radio Show. As you know, this show is on once a month, and you can find out about the dates and when it airs by going to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, we'd like you to call in for readings and ask your questions of St. Germain as it's channeled through Brigida, our very talented channel. And you can do that by calling 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And if you miss that number, we'll give it out later. And it's also available on the website, spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Before we get started, I just want to go ahead and give out a couple websites. The first, of course, is Brigida, to find out all the great classes that she's doing, not only in New Jersey, but in New York City now. And you can find out more about that by going to her website, which is lightbridge101.com. That's lightbridge101.com. And, of course, the music that you heard in the beginning of the show is from our great channeled musician, Mike, on his many pianos and everything like that. And all his music is available for download, so make sure you go over and purchase that. I think at this point I own every single one of his CDs, and every one of them is different. They're all incredible, just so much vibration in the music. And you can check out his website at mikesnydercc.com. So make sure to go out and check out all his great stuff that he has available. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to Brigida. Are you there?
I am here indeed, and I'm all excited to be here with all of you who are calling in or who will listen later on to the recording, because I know some of you can't make it right when it happens, but that doesn't make a difference. You get the energy from this regardless. And thank you so much for your introduction, Mark. You know, I always have to say, this is such a powerful triangle energy that we are creating here. I might be the verbal channel, but Mark Rawson and Mike Snyder, they bring such tremendous energy and healing through as we are going through these events. And Mike Snyder's with music. You know, you really want to check it out. You really would probably want to get a personal session from Mike, which he also offers over Skype or in other means. You can come and visit him in Clinton, New Jersey as well. And Mark Rawson is a tremendous spiritual guide and teacher that channels himself and does beautiful healing work. What is the latest you're doing? Oneness blessing, right, Mark?
Yeah, it's the oneness blessing. Yeah.
Oneness blessing, but many, many different healing modalities, and he certainly has a down pat to bring through these incredible energies from the Christ and from Mary and from the higher realms through to you to open up your heart further and to empower you. So it always is a tremendous privilege for the three of us to work together. For me, it is a privilege to work with Mark and Mike together, because they really support me so much in then bringing through Saint Germain for the benefit of all those who are listening in or listening to the recording at a later time. So thank you, too, for being part of this and creating this triangular energy. It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. I was talking to a friend the other day, and they were telling me they're very sensitive to energy, and they were listening to one of your replays, and they said, you know, between the channeling information that was coming through, it had its own high-level frequency of energy that was embedded in the program that was just so powerful and so positive. And, you know, the same thing with Mike's music, just being able to feel the energy coming through and everything like that. So it's more than just listening. Some people get that, some people don't. But it's just so powerful that even after months and months and months, there's no time limit on this. There's no time and space when it comes to the teachings or the energy or anything like that. And, you know, these things come through on the replays. So I know you knew that already, but sometimes it's fun to get that extra validation.
Yeah, thank you. And it really brings up a really important point that I kind of always want to say in the beginning. And Mark already pointed it out in his when he talked about it just now. But it's really more than about the words that are coming through during your channeling. This is really a time and place of healing for you. It's a time for you to receive higher frequencies of love and light. It goes beyond words. It goes beyond the music. It is geared specifically to you. The hierarchy of light, they are beyond space and time. So they knew that you were going to call in or listen to this recording way in advance. And so it is geared towards you, towards what you need, towards what you need at this time to rejuvenate, to replenish, to rebalance, to recuperate from whatever you're recuperating from. This is for you. So if you've taken the time to call in or to just listen to this through the internet, know that there are multiple levels of benefits for you in this. And very often we've heard how afterwards people say, it sounds like the message was directly for me. So I hope you get a chance to have this experience tonight too.
Now, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because, you know, I've had that conversation with so many listeners that I've talked to who have said exactly what you just said, Brigitte, and that is, you know, that message, you know, everything. It's funny in a lot of situations, and I've even seen you do this during your channeling. I have questions I'm asking, and you're actually answering during the channeling. And a lot of people have also said that also, but so many of us are on the same page where we say, you know, all that meant so much to me, and then I talk to somebody, and they're like, yeah, me too. So it's interesting how that kind of corresponds.
And in that, observe what brought you to even listening tonight or listening to the recording. It might have been a nudge, a guidance. So the hierarchy of light has been calling to you because they knew there would be something for you. And so all of those who are gathered and who are part of this matrix of energy, you're creating like this gridwork of love and light. And you're not only receiving, but you're also the conduits who will then send it out further. So right now we are creating this incredible vortex of love and light. And if any of you have felt the last few weeks that energy vortex that all of us have been feeling, it really started to intensify with Mars going into retrograde, forcing us to even further look at those aspects in our lives that needed reevaluating and releasing and letting go of. And so that, for some, actually took place on a very physical level even. It was going through purging, going through, like, sinus infections and respiratory problems, just in this releasing process of all toxins, of all things that had to go. And when that happens, usually our immune system gets a little weaker, too, because there's so much happening on so many levels. So that's why these times right now really call for us to take care of ourselves, to nurture ourselves, and to do something like this evening where you really just, you know, put everything aside and just say, this is the time for me. I need this for me right now, and this is really so, so important. And for all of you listeners from New York, you guys rock. It was an incredible experience in New York City, and you certainly made Mike and me feel very much at home. Thank you so much. You're amazing people out there. No wonder. I mean, you really have to hold up the light out in the density of that East Coast area. So kudos to you. You're doing an amazing job. Okay, Mike, are you on? Do you want to say anything?
No, I think I'm ready to start playing some music for us.
Awesome. I like to hear that. So for everybody listening, you know, sometimes you will notice, and I really just want to point it out, doesn't mean that it's going to happen, but the frequencies are getting so high with what Mike channels through that sometimes the music will fade in and out a little bit. Do not worry. This is really about you receiving the healing aspect of it. Simply just stay in a place of meditation and allow yourself to receive. And in addition, tonight is a lot about the upcoming Festival of the Christ, the next full moon where we are going to have a lunar eclipse. We are experiencing right now today, we experienced an alignment between Earth, the moon, and Mars. And so it is all about alignment. 2014 is all about alignment. 2014 adds up to 7, and 7 is usually considered to be the 7th chakra, is the crown chakra that connects you to the divine, that is kind of the bridge to the higher realm. So again, it's all about alignment. So during the music, I very much invite you to really open up your crown chakra and to allow yourself that connection to what you consider to be God's source, creator, the great spirit of all that is, free of any religion. Just connect yourself to source and feel that alignment and feel that force and feel that power coming down into you in preparation for what many know as, you know, the crucifixion, but really it is also the time of new beginnings. Now, whenever there's a death, it's not just about the death, but it's about one door closing and another door opening up. So this is a time of new beginnings, and we are further and further getting prepared to become even more of our divine selves in this process. So loosen up your pants, sit comfortably, enjoy yourself, allow yourself to receive, as Mike will now channel through the higher frequencies of love and light from the higher realms, for you to receive and to strengthen your alignment with God's source creator, all that is. Thank you.
Thank you.
greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this great time of transformation. You might get tired of this word of transformation, because you're all too tired of all the purging and all the facing of different aspects of fear or discomfort or that what you've already experienced and that you thought you already learned the lesson from, and yet hear this again and again. But if you really look at it, you will notice that it is not the same at all. You have changed, and you have become wiser and more in alignment with your own divine essence. And you've been making new choices in your life. And choices, that is what it's all about, and the power of now. So all of Earth is in preparation to the next full moon, the festival of the Christ. And of course, what you want to ask yourself is, what does this festival mean to you? And let's take a moment and strip away all of this religion, as it truly has nothing to do with that. But for one moment, let's simply look at that part of the life of the Christ, of Jesus the Christ, as a metaphor, as simple as that. And how this metaphor relates to your own life. Here was a man who was committed to love on all its levels, committed to teach love, committed to be loving, committed to share, to be kind, to be one who leads by example. Always giving, always present in the moment. So you could certainly say that Jesus was a dedicated spiritual leader who lived in alignment with Source, with God, with Creator, with all that is. And yet, here he came up to a situation where he would be tortured for what he stood for, because there were those who were afraid of what he stood for and what that meant to them, what that meant to their choices and their belief systems and their responsibilities. So after all this time of only being committed to love, Jesus took on torture to then be put on the cross, and to then die on the cross. So how does it translate to you, to all of you listeners, whether it's now or at a later time? You all feel that you're committed to your spiritual path. You all feel that you call on us on some level, on some degree. You connect with your divine holy guardian angel, or you do some kind of ritual, some kind of prayers, some kind of sacred way of staying connected. And yet, here you are, also encountering different aspects of what you might call darkness, confusion, chaos, hurt, your heart being broken, feeling abandoned, feeling provided for, feeling that there isn't enough, even though you did everything to be open to receive. Why is that happening? Why are you experiencing this cross of matter in a way in your life where you should be experiencing the enlightened state of beingness, walking on water, and simply precipitating everything that you need just the way I did and still do when I'm in physical form. So how is that happening? Where are you wrong? What is not adding up? That is what at times you're asking yourself, only to then face another one of your inner demons and to transform and transmute them with love and light continuously. And here I am telling you that you're doing nothing wrong. And that even walking on water is only a metaphor for something that's in your own life, that's in the life of all humanity, that is now the lesson to be learned. How to deal with emotions, feelings, and everything connected to that. How to deal with the water element. That is the great key in the birthing process. And some of you hope that as of December 21st, 2012, that you've gone through the birthing canal. And part of Earth has, and part of you has too. And yet, here you are, still finding you more often in the darkness of the womb, waiting for the birthing canal to open for you to step out into the new form of existence that you so much are yearning for. And this is happening to you not, again, because you're not ready, you're not mature, but this is happening because while you're in the womb, that is where you most effectively can help humanity as a whole. Because look around. Humanity is still very much within the darkness of the womb, learning to deal with emotions, learning to deal with feelings, and learning not to run away from themselves. So it is within this darkness, your role as someone who has come here to Earth to assist in the awakening process can be more effective than in any other place at this time. Now, I'm not saying that that is where you will stay, but I'm saying that this is where you can be most effective at this time. And what this means, being in this womb, in this darkness, surrounded by water, doing your best not to drown in this water, but to stay above the water, what this means is a lesson in surrender, a lesson that sounds so simple and yet is so very difficult. Surrender is such a word that you hear the mystics use all the time. Surrender, let go, let go, let God. But how do you do that when you're in the midst of adversity? Pain within your heart is so great that you cannot even focus on letting go. It's done through patience. It's done through small baby steps. It's done through taking your time in exploring that, what you call darkness, what brings you discomfort. And often, it is only your perception of something, not the truth, that brings you the discomfort. And often it is that you think that you've been willing to ask for help and willing to ask to receive, and yet you haven't done so. Yet there's still a part of you that is afraid of the price to pay when you open yourself up to simply receiving without having to give back. Well, you're taught that as you give, you shall receive, and as you receive, you shall give, that there's a circulation in there. And yet, there is no inner balance at times within many of you, because you fear that as you give and give and give, you accumulate a reservoir that then will give you this great return. But that's not how it works. Because if you block yourself from truly receiving freely, then the circulation is broken and there is an imbalance. And that imbalance will show itself on many levels. So in this moment, when Jesus was on the cross, and he felt that God had forsaken him, he surrendered. He accepted being on the cross. He accepted being abandoned. He accepted that there wouldn't be any help. And he accepted, most of all, his human condition. And the moment he accepted fully his human condition and the parameters that the human condition held within all that is, was the moment that he could love himself just the way he was, in a whole new way than ever before. Because he was also very much focused on giving love and trusting that whatever needed to come through him would come through him. But when he was on the cross, when he experienced such intensity of pain and of loneliness and of loss, he had to open himself up to a whole other realm of love and light, never before experienced, creating a bridge that still is within the DNA of the human race. Because of it. And in his love for his own humanness, and in his love for all of humanity, regardless of the pain, his transformation was able to take place into a higher form of existence. And even so he left his physical body behind, he spread his wings and he ascended to a more liberated form of existence. And again, let's take this as a metaphor for your own existence, where you fully accept and love yourself for who you are, even the broken you who might be, the one that cannot give, the one that cannot offer anything freely, the one who can right now only take care of yourself, love yourself, and accept yourself. And as you do, there is a relaxation going on within and around you that allows the step from one form of existence to another form of existence to take place. It allows you to cross this threshold that some know as a ring that you cannot go beyond until you are ready. And all of you are so ready to step through the birth canal into a new form of existence. But you're doing this not just for you. You're doing this for humanity. And so as you face different aspects of yourself, the path laid out for you is a path of power. That might come a little bit as a surprise to you, because you thought it would be the path of love and devotion, or the path of divine wisdom, the divine wisdom to teach and guide others. But in reality, underneath all of that, it is the path of true power. When you study the seven rays of oneness, at the time of consciousness shift, there's only one ray that everything will melt to together into, and that is the Ray of Power. Because the Ray of Power holds that alignment to your divine source, that alignment to the great spirit that encompasses all. And in this alignment, in this, thy will be done through me, there is a place of power where you are in between the state of wanting to give up and the state of knowing that you are beyond the place of return, that you are in a place of total and love, only total trust and faith will help you in this moment to maintain that place of tension, because it is a place of tension. And you cannot be in this place of tension unless you are in alignment with your divine I Am Presence and your God Source. And alignment is what 2014 is all about. The alignment between Earth, the Moon, and the Sun. And so at the Festival of the Christ, you experience on Earth a lunar eclipse. And what does a lunar eclipse mean to you? The lunar eclipse brings into balance the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And as much as some consider it a time of darkness, truth is it allows you a portal to look more deeply into the concept of where you've not allowed yourself to be in balance between receiving and giving, between the divine masculine and the divine feminine, between being active and being passive. It is exactly that point of tension that I talked about before, that point of tension between feeling so overwhelmed that you want to walk away from a situation, and yet, on the other side of the coin, is a tremendous love and support that you can allow yourself to lean into, to surrender into, for the benefit of staying in the moment, of walking on water, of ascending from the cross to a higher form of existence. Because while you are in human form, you will always fear the tension and the pressure of human consciousness, of the collective consciousness as a whole. And it will present itself in many different forms. And just like this winter has taught you that you cannot remove yourself from a season, but you can find a place of love and light that's in you, that creates enough of a sphere of love and light around you that the winter does not touch or hurt you. The same applies to your life in general. It is through the alignment that you create the sphere around you that nothing in the outer can touch, and that allows you to maintain balance within the friction of human life and walk your path through bringing to you that what is needed every second in your life. Not needed 10 days from now or a week from now or a year from now, but what is needed in the present moment. So in this now, I invite you, if you haven't already closed your eyes, to once again feel the most feared power of Mars. That Martian energy, the red. So often, this power gets misinterpreted, gets seen as a warrior energy. And yet right now it is in your life to assist and support you in the transformation you're going through. And in the alignment of Mars, the Moon, and Earth, there's an emphasis, your feelings, looking at your feelings as a doorway to your soul, and asking yourself what part of your soul is now coming up for you to look at so that great inner healing can take place and your outer world can change accordingly. And you will find that most of the time, part of what you thought you were doing is not really happening. Even so, you might have thought that you allowed yourself to receive, there was still a part of you that hesitated. Even so, you might have thought that you were ready for love. There is a tiny little part within you that is still afraid of opening yourself up to a greater love, only to then to experience the loss thereof. When you fear that you thought you figured out your worthiness and you wonder why cannot someone else see your worthiness or the benefit of being in contact with you, then there's still a little part within you that questions your value and wonders if what it is you're doing or saying is really in alignment with the higher truth. So if you feel that you're stuck in a job situation or in a life situation, period, and you feel that you've released this already, that you've overcome this, look deeper, because your soul is giving you a message through the feelings. And your soul is reminding you that there's another lesson in there, a lesson of self-love, a lesson of self-worth, a lesson of self-acceptance, and a lesson most of all that you do not have to prove to yourself or anyone that you're worth this love, this acceptance, this care, this nurturing, this nourishment. And so I invite you now, as you look at your own life, to bring down that frequency of Mars, to call on it, to ask for that Martian consciousness, that Martian energy, to be in holy communion with you at this time. And now that you're not alone, your guardian angels with you, there are many divine beings with you to support you through this. And of course, the worst thing that comes to mind when you connect with that red energy is all the things that make you angry about what is not working in your life and why you are stuck where you are stuck. And as spiritual beings, anger is something that you often judge as being wrong, being not right. And yet in this anger lies a way for you to overcome that inner fear and resistance to release that what no longer serves you. So if you don't like the anger aspect of it in your heart at what it is that you still feel in an attachment to, if it's to a house, if it's to a relationship, if it is to a specific type of work you want to do, what are you still attached to? Because again, as I told you before, you're walking the path of the mystic and it is bringing you now to that first ray of power. It's bringing you now to that connection to Archangel Michael and to El Moria and to Hercules. And it's bringing you to the realization of what it is that you have still attachment to. Because as you have the attachment, you want to hang on and you do not surrender. You do not let go. And it even goes as far as having a certain self-image or a certain perspective of the role that you feel you need to play within the ascension process here on Earth. So feel that energy of Mars as it now descends and connects with you. And the moon in this case is the bridge. The moon will soften through the divine feminine the intensity of Mars so that you can feel the energy without feeling like you have to explode or burn up or start a war, but that you can feel it in a way that allows you to look at your life, to look at the cross of matter, and to look at where you still feel you're bound to the cross. But you still are attached. Just like Jesus thought that at the time he was on the cross, that God would step in and that lightning would hit, that would free him of the cross and he could show humanity that God is real. So part of him, for some moment, even felt like he failed until he realized he did not fail at all. Because as an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, you cannot fail. You simply cannot. But that is for you to feel and realize. Because that fear of failure is very strong in many of you. But you cannot fail. And he will not stay alone. And he will not be abandoned. And you're not going to be punished. But you shall experience love and joy as you surrender to the greater part of you. As you acknowledge, truly acknowledge, that you're an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, of the great spirit that is watching over you as you're part of it. So look, sense, feel your attachments. And if you feel that you have no attachments, but dear friends, you are in human form. That is very much a giveaway that you have still an attachment. And the attachment might simply be the conviction that you're not attached to anything. Because once again, there is no judgment towards attachment. You are human, and it is beautiful to be human. It is beautiful to have a human experience. The awareness of the attachment is not so much necessarily to sever it, but to ask yourself if that attachment is in alignment with your true divine self. If it is an extension of who you choose to be, or if it is only there because you've believed that it needed to be there to give you a sense of security or a sense of purpose or a sense of value. And if that is the case, allow it to be released. Archangel Michael is right there with you, and he will use that energy from Mars assist you now to release those attachments that no longer are in alignment with your heart. So simply see, as you acknowledge some of those attachments, and realize that they are no longer truly a reflection of who you are, that you can let them go in love and peace. And you don't have to do anything in the outer world. This is about inner choice. And in the days ahead, you will have to remind yourself of this choice. And you might have to re-choose again. But as you do, day by day, you will start treading a new path in life. And the forces of resurrection will assist you in bringing a whole new experience, a whole new life to you. So take a look. Make some choices. And decide right now. So the power of that Mars energy and to the power of Archangel Michael who is present at this time, choose and let go and lean back into your beautiful lighter self and let yourself be helped in that loving and warm embrace that allowing yourself to be helped. That is what surrender is all about. That allowing yourself to be helped, to be nurtured. First on an inner realm, which then in return also allows for you to be nurtured in the physical realm around you. Let it happen. Let it flow. Release it with love. Just like Jesus released humanity with love. The attachment that he had to humanity, wanting so much for humanity to awaken, to see the God, the way he saw God. And yet humanity wasn't ready for it yet. And that is okay. There is no judgment there. So who is in your life that is simply not ready to see? But that is okay. It doesn't mean that they are wrong or failing. It simply means that they still have experiences here on Earth that keep them in a place of separation. So at this time, allow yourself to receive an energy attunement through the power of the Cosmic Christ right into your heart. So that you can carry the torch of true love in the vessel that you are. And in the knowing that this love starts with love towards yourself, all of yourself. You've worked so hard to stay on your spiritual path. This next phase could even be a little bit more challenging for you than ever before, but in the whole way of looking at it, it is the fire that makes you sparkle, that makes you shine so much more as a beacon of love and hope. So receive the Cosmic Christ love to empower you to stay in the moment Take one step at a time. And to choose every moment that what is a loving thing for you. Whenever you're ready, feel the Christ, feeling this attunement within your heart. And now that you are at the threshold to a new consciousness, and that at the time of the next full moon, you will take another step across that threshold to a whole new experience of who you are. May you all be blessed beyond measures on your journey towards a greater experience of who you are and your role you play within the divine plan. So let's all take a moment to get settled in the energies before I start checking if there are any callers. Because this is a sacred moment. We don't want to simply move from the sacred moment without honoring the place that you find yourself at right now. So take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to feel your feet connecting to the earth. And allow that energy of Mars to lift upwards again. But allow yourself to feel the empowerment you receive from that Martian energy. Now it has not drained you, but it has ignited a little bit of a spark of passion within you if you've allowed it to come in enough into your essence, into your life. But now you can call on that Martian energy at any time to assist and support you in releasing that no longer serves you, whether it's a belief system, whether it's a habit, whatever it is, it can help you. Take another few deep breaths and allow yourself to come back into the here and now. So now I'm turning this over to Mark. Are there any callers on the phone?
Yes, there is. Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, Donna, you're on with St. Germain.
Hi, St. Germain.
Greetings, Donna. How can I be of assistance to you, my dear?
Yeah, I feel in the core of me sacredness and holiness and all, but I would like to have a relationship, and I haven't been able to find a relationship for me, you know, as far as with a man. I have relationships with women, platonic, that are my friends, but I would like to have that. And I'm 59, I've never been married, and it's just something that I want so much in my life right now.
And why do you feel you need to be married, my dear?
Well, it's not, maybe I'm using the wrong words. Not married, but I like being, I was in an 8-year relationship, and I enjoy the companionship. I enjoy having goals together. you know, having a good friend. And I'm not lonely, though. I'm not lonely because I have a relationship with myself. I think that men and women complement each other, and I think that it can be a wonderful, wonderful thing.
That is very correct. And that relationship shall come to you the moment that you try so hard to find it. Your focus, in a way, is on the lack thereof. And because that is where your focus is, where what you fear, what you sense, the lack thereof, it, in a way, because you are so powerful, it brings it also into manifestation. The moment you move into that place of allowance, of acceptance, of surrendering to the moment, and simply allow yourself to see what is presented to you in that moment. And a big part in this acceptance is an acceptance of that what you don't have. And it is not a mental state where you can simply tell yourself that you're okay right now with being not in a relationship with a man. Mm-hmm. It is about living from a place of acceptance where you made peace with where you're at, and you're open to allow that to come to you, which is in alignment with your divine purpose, with your divine essence, with who you are. And you will find that there is an energy shift that will occur, creating a very different magnetic force that then will draw to you opportunities that before couldn't come to you because the energy that you're sending out was too rigid in a way, because the expectation was too strong. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally, yes. And I find that's happening to me now because of the acceptance, and in the moment I'm having relationships with people all around me.
Yes. And that can evolve further because all of this is happening to you to train you, to show you how it works so that you can assist others to do the same. Because as you very much know, you're not the only one looking for the perfect soulmate relationship in their life. Many are. And many fear that yearning within them and seek that perfect relationship and wonder why it is not in their life yet. And it is only because as they focus on the fact that it is missing, they're sending mixed signals out into the universe, into the realm of manifestation. And so the momentary acceptance of that what is, that type of message can be transformed and transmuted into a new form of message.
Yeah, I like that because, yeah, the other is a little too rigid because with the rigidness, you're not feeling in the moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it even starts with that concept, that need, that it has to be another man. I'm not saying that it's not going to be another man, but what if your perfect soulmate is another woman that you can share and be with and have an incredibly empowering relationship? Now, I'm not saying that shall be the case, but I want you to understand the concept of what creates rigidness in this flow of abundance. It's not so much the how, but it's what's underneath of what it is you're looking for. The true parameters of what you're seeking is a relationship based on love and respect and commonalities and things like that. So that
and
is
fun.
What you
and fun too.
Fun, yes. So that is what you want to open yourself up to. Yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
So focus that a little bit more. And whenever that need comes up within you, the have to, the must, call on the violet flame. Transform and transmute it into love and light. And move yourself back into that alignment with your divine I Am presence, where you can simply lean back and move into a place of allowance. And you feel the difference in energy in that?
Yes.
Doesn't it come more from a loving place?
Yes, absolutely.
And that is the foundation that you want to have for any type of relationship, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Well,
Glad to see you, my dear. And it
thank
is
you
so.
For all your knowledge and wisdom. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Is it Helena?
Sugita, hi.
Helena, my dear, I am Saint Germain, and it is with great joy that I connect with you always.
Oh, always great joy to connect with you. I don't think I even have anything to say, just because everything that you said was so wonderful and helpful to everything. Lord. Yeah. I mean, I just
what
feel there's such...
What was said before to Donna certainly should help you a lot with your situation, too.
Mm.
Always remind yourself of this so that the energy can flow and you can use the magnetic force in a different way. Because I have no doubt about it, you are a very powerful healer and you're very powerful when it comes to manifestation. But with relationships, especially if you focus on specific people, always remember that there's your soul, there's your divine alignment, there are your soul lessons, and so does the other one have them too. So out of true love and respect, you have to allow the other one to also go through whatever their soul lessons are to get to the same place that you're in.
But he is coming closer now.
He certainly is. And it has a lot to do with your continued effort to send him love and light from heart to heart. And that is most beautiful.
Thank you. And, I mean, anything else I should know that, you know, that would help?
Listen to what I said to Donna. That will also assist you in this process.
Okay.
Lots
of love.
My dear.
Thank you.
And
love
it is
you so much. Thank you, Mike.
And remember to use the violet flame when the intensity strikes you within your heart. Bring in the violet flame and continuously transform and transmute any anxieties, any intensity within your heart into the vibration of love and light.
Thank you. I'll use that for everything, even for war.
Good. Yes. Let's explain, my dear.
Okay. Lisa, you're on with Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear.
Thank you. Saint Germain, you once told me that my husband would have his awakening when a crisis hit. Except you didn't tell me that the crisis would rip me apart so much. My question is, has he had his awakening? What do I do with this situation? And how does it affect my spiritual work and my spiritual growth moving forward?
He is not yet where he needs to be. So don't allow yourself to be lured into believing that he already has gone through the great awakening that he has to go through. Step back, observe, and allow yourself to define your own priorities, always and foremost. Your priority is the vibration of the Christ love. And in whatever form this love comes through for the benefit of those that you come in contact with is most beautiful. But remember, it starts with yourself. So do not allow yourself to get lured into focusing outside of yourself where right now the true spiritual growth process that you're going through is happening within you. It's in your inner self. And as you allow this transformation within you to happen, everything outside of you will change and shift too. There will be temptations, just like the Christ experienced temptations in the desert. And don't you feel like you're in the desert right now?
Yes, yes.
So use discernment, and those temptations are being presented to you, and make a choice according to the highest vibration of love and light. And in that, it is not so different from what I've told Donna and Helena. In that is also the understanding of the acceptance of your situation right now and the leaning into your divine self, into your Christ self, to hold you in this and to let go of any form of stories or perceptions or understandings and simply allow yourself to move from moment to moment and to choose from moment to moment. Do not think too far ahead and don't go back into the past.
Okay.
But allow yourself to use the discernment of the moment as you choose along the way.
I'm trying to push hard like the Christ taught love and forgiveness. I'm trying to push hard to forgiveness.
You cannot force forgiveness. And I've said this many times before. Think about the Christ on the cross. He was such an enlightened being, and yet he had moments on the cross where he felt forsaken. Did he not?
Mm-hmm.
And he could not force the moment that he could love and forgive humanity. Don't you think he would have done that in the beginning when he was just put on the cross, if he could just choose a moment of love and forgiveness? Don't you think he would have done that?
That's a good point. I'm trying to hold myself up to a very high standard that I can't seem to live up to.
Yes, you are, and that is why I'm bringing the example of the Christ on purpose for you. Because you're holding yourself up to such high standards. He could not force the moment of forgiveness. It happened to him. And it happened to him through a process of a lot of intense pain and agony. And every one of you experiences the cross of matter, experiences intense pain and agony in your own individual way. It is unique. It is geared towards your own unique spiritual growth process. For one, it might be stuck in a situation where they can't seem to leave something behind because they're just stuck within that situation. For someone else, it might be the lack of abundance, feeling that no matter where they turn, there is no way of receiving right now. For someone else, it might be being all alone. Whatever it is feeling like torture, like agony in its own unique way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stop fighting it, if you simply allow yourself to be on the cross without having to do anything, having to find a solution, having to have the answer, having to love, having to forgive, but just being on that cross for a moment and accept it for what it is. Not good, not bad, who cares? But accept it for what it is to you.
Mm-hmm.
Something magical can happen. And it cannot be forced. You cannot think yourself through this, Lisa.
Mm.
It is happening in the transformation of your heart. And it shall happen.
Mm-hmm.
Trust it. Have faith in it. You too will resurrect.
Mm-hmm.
But it cannot be forced. And in this darkness that you find yourself in, there is a beautiful butterfly being born out of.
Good.
Just need to see it through. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that is a message for all of you right now that feel like you're stuck, that feels that through your spirituality you should have moved beyond this situation. And yet here you are. Don't you think that Jesus, who has been such an enlightened teacher, should have been beyond being on the cross? And yet he was very human, very much part of the human experience, because through the sacrifice, he was able to feed this learning, this understanding, into the DNA of all of humanity, giving humanity the greatest gift he could give. And you, and all of you who are stuck on a cross right now, you are all doing the same, treading a path out of the darkness into the light for all of humanity, not just for yourself. Doesn't make it necessarily any more beautiful or nice, but I'm sure you can imagine that for Jesus being on the cross, it certainly wasn't nice either.
Thank you, St. Germain.
You're very welcome. And now that I am with you, always. And it is so. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. And Sue, you're on with St. Germain.
Hi, St. Germain. It's an honor to speak to you. We belong to a group of six healers, psychic mediums, and we'd like to know what our path is going to be.
But what is going to be?
Our path together.
You're asking what your path is going to be together. You're
yes.
working in a group of six, and you're doing healing work, and you're asking about the future. My first answer to that is, what would you like the future to be?
We would like to teach, to heal.
And what is stopping you from doing this right now?
We don't know. Fear.
Fear of failing. Fear
yes.
of not being prepared enough. Fear of not being good enough. Fear that you should be learning more lessons first. Fear of your own humanness and the limitations that come with your own humanness. Yes, I know, my dear, you could create a whole list of your fears, and yet all of you are ready for this. And I cannot give you what you're looking for. I cannot give you that key that unlocks your potentiality of being the healer that you always were meant to be. The key is in your own possession. You hold that key. It is for you to shift your consciousness and to simply have trust and faith that no matter what is happening, you're ready for this. And it starts with as simple as putting yourself out in the front into the limelight and stop being afraid of being seen. Because there's a tiny little part of you, no matter what you think, that is very afraid of being seen as who you truly are. And unless all of you overcome that fear of being seen, how will you ever be seen? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
And so I invite you, as there is great power in a group of six, you are creating together the two triangles merged, the Star of David, which is very much a symbol of bringing heaven and earth together. Heaven and earth in harmony, in alignment. And as I said, all of this is very much about alignment. 2014 is about alignment. So take the time for all of you to simply focus your energy right now within your group. And you've already been doing that, and do it a little bit more. Create some of your own unique rituals to empower each other within the group of six. and then in return create the Star of David. Sit yourself in form of the Star of David down. Align yourself with Source. All of you call in a specific Ascended Master or specific angel at that moment and ask them to descend and to be in holy communion with you. In this case, I would highly recommend to either call in the children of the seven rays or the archangels of the seven rays. And as you do that, you know there are seven rays. Whoever you're not aligning with will automatically descend into the center position of the six of you, creating the seventh aspect that is holding everything together. You can call on me to take on that role anytime. And in this alignment, focus on sending out healing into the world. And you will observe that there will be great many changes occurring in your life and in the lives you will touch in the process. Now that each one of you in your alignment will bring through a message for the group, continue doing that and then create something where you are doing such group events, not only for your own self, but for those who are interested in becoming part of it. You will create the inner part of the circle, and those who will join will create the outer circle. And you will assist them in connecting to the energy of the Star of David, also for the benefit of their own self, their own heart healing, and then in return to send that healing out into the world. That is how you can begin quite a bit of healing, not only for your own self, but for many to come. Does that help you?
Yes, yes, very much.
Good. Do you have any other questions about this?
No, we thank you so, so much.
You're very welcome, my dear. And now that we, the Hierarchy of Light, do notice all of you, and we are also very grateful for everything that all of you are intending to do as channels and instruments of the light. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
very
you,
welcome.
Hey, Saint Germain, it's Mark. I have a question for you.
Go right ahead.
So there seems to be a lot of people who teach different ways that when you feel anger or you feel energy, what you need to do with it as far as allowing it to pass through you instead of holding on to it. But I was wondering if you could direct or give suggestions on what you do with energy that has never been addressed. Basically, the mental body has basically just buried it, and there's that need to go back through and clear it and let it go.
Let's see how we can best address it. The mental energy is very powerful in its own right. So it's very good that you're bringing this up, Mark. The mental energy that sometimes some call the superconscious, because it does connect you to the higher realms too, can bring through feelings and experiences in ways that connect the soul or connect you as physical self with soul experiences from the past or the future that need to come up and need to be healed or transmuted. The best way to deal with that, first of all, is coming from a place of openness and non-judgment. The willingness to be vulnerable plays a big part in this. Because life in itself will be playing the role of the trigger point. That mind energy will be triggered through something that is happening around you and will therefore come into the forefront in your life. You might not understand it. It might not make sense. but it's there nonetheless because there's a certain sense of discomfort when you are in this energy. And so in this moment, what we fear as members of the Hierarchy of Light is always the importance of allowing yourself that space, first of all, to be in this. You're living in a culture that is always rushing through the emotions, not really allowing yourself to feel the depth of the emotions. You feel something, find a way to get rid of it, find a way to release it, find a way to redirect it. But in this, you are also not giving yourself the space for unique experience, meaning that let's say you experience a form of darkness you've never experienced before, and all the alarms within you are going off because it is nothing that you know, that you can touch, it has its own feeling to it. But how do you know or not know if this darkness is in it actually holds tremendous nurturing for you, because it will bring up a lesson for you that once learned gives you a different form of experience within the human form, a form of liberation. So here you're running away from it by continuously releasing it or redirecting it, where in reality it is in facing it that great transformation can take place. Now, often many of you face these kind of situations forgetting about your connection with us. So in the facing of something that is unknown, something you cannot put a name to, something that creates a certain discomfort within you or around you or within your mind, you don't really need to store it, but you need to go down to your feeling world, because your feelings are the doorway to your soul. And as you know, the soul is the doorway to your spiritual self. So it is allowing yourself to sit in stillness, to sit in this what creates the sense of discomfort. And by doing so, in alignment with your divine I Am presence, your God self, us, you will find that a lot of the expectancy, a lot of that what you perceive, is an illusion. And here we come back to that part of vulnerability that plays such a big role. It is in your willingness to be open and to be vulnerable and to experience something of such unknown magnitude, not knowing whether it's going to scar you or hurt you or do anything or might even kill you, that you will find that in this vulnerability, you open yourself up to your true authentic self. And usually connected with that vulnerability is a certain sense of humility too, in that humble state of openness where you stop running, where you move face to face with that what brings discomfort. It can begin to dissolve all by its own self. It truly is as simple as that, because in your vulnerability, in your willingness to be open, there comes a certain level of love too, a love, a trust, a faith into something greater than you that you know will not simply let you get hurt. And it is that trust, that love, that trust, that faith that brings in so much higher frequency of love and light that anything that is of lower frequencies or is of that matter that no longer serves you will simply disintegrate and dissolve into nothingness. So it is through your alignment with your divine I Am presence, with your spirit guides. It is through your willingness to open yourself up to a certain level of vulnerability and the humility that comes with that. Often we watch some of you go into battle mode, flexing your muscles, and yet the true power lies in that vibration of love and kindness that dissolves everything. Because when you are in a place of love and kindness, something that is not of the vibration of love and kindness has really nothing to hang on to. It is when you go into resonance with that that is opposing love and kindness that it finds a way to hang on to you. Does that explain it enough, or do I need to go into more detail?
No, that was great. Thank you, Saint Germain, and as always, thanks for your great guidance.
You're very welcome.
And that's it for the callers.
Beautiful. So then we will close out this evening with Mike playing his closing song. And to all of you, just remember all of this is happening in preparation of the Festival of the Christ. You might not be a Christian. You might not even feel any connections to the Christ. But know that the Christ is within you, because if you fully accept that you're an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, then you also need to accept that you're part of the Christ. And as such, you are walking the path of initiation. And part of the path of initiation is the initiation of crucifixion, and following that is the initiation of resurrection. So now that you are part of this, just as you're going to be part of the Vesak celebration that follows at the next full moon that is very connected to Buddha and the Buddhism. So these holy days go far beyond religion. There's such sacredness to this. So see the sacredness in your own path that you're walking right now, where you might feel the cross of matter, but see the sacredness as it purges you and forms you into moving into a whole new way of existence. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and it is always my honor and my love that makes me want to be with you at any moment in time, now that I am holding your hand and that I work with you, guide, surround, and direct you at all times. Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show. It's on once a month. To find out the next time it's going to be on the air, make sure to check out the website, www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.